All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Dr. Luis Rivero Pinello, a doctor from the Pontiac who recently announced his retirement. Dr. Pinello, how are you?
Good, yourself. How are you?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So before we get into it here, first off, how does it feel to be retired now officially?
Well, it's kind of mixed feelings, you know. My head's still spinning. You are used to a routine, and you break that routine, your body is still kind of pushing you, but it will take some time to get used to this new life.
And so how long have you been a doctor in the Pontiac region?
A little bit over 25 years.
And so where did you, I understand you're from Argentina originally?
Right, yes.
So where did you first study medicine there?
I did my medicine studies at the Faculty of Medicine of the University of Tucumán in Argentina. And then I went to Buenos Aires for the specialty in gastroenterology.
And why did you choose that specialty?
Well, it is something that during your medical studies, there is something that pulls you, and you kind of like it. And that was my plan after finishing my medical studies to go and pursue my specialization in gastroenterology.
And for those that might not be too familiar here, what exactly does that specialization entail?
Well, it's the digestive diseases, okay? The clinical part, therapeutic part, and as a part of the gastroenterology, my expertise was with some extra training I did, endoscopy and therapeutic endoscopy.
And again, those are might be some big words for some people.
Yes.
Endoscopy, just for the layman here.
Okay. Yeah, so that is the endoscopy is the study of with the special equipment inside your gastrointestinal tract. That means the esophagus, the stomach, the duodenum, the large bowel, and so on.
So it's just sort of cameras that look around and other specialized tools?
No longer come as a fiber scope, so that is a special advanced equipment we have.
So starting off in Argentina there, how did you end up in Canada and in the Pontiac specifically?
Well, I came to Canada to do a fellowship in gastrointestinal motility. At that time, that was a very new discipline in gastroenterology. So I was lucky to get this at the University of Montreal at the service of gastroenterology in the old St. Luke Hospital. Under Dr. Poitras, Dr. Boivin, some super specialists in this field. And after that, we decided with my wife that probably we could try to stay in Canada. So that was a long way. You have to pass all kinds of examinations, proofs, to have access to the medical field in Canada. So I was lucky enough, I got all that way. And the time to decide what to do, the shortest way to integrate the health system for me was going to family medicine. So did the family medicine at McGill. I graduated and was certified in this specialty. And this is the way I found my place in the Pontiac. I shortlisted the Pontiac after visiting several other places in Quebec. So, I got into the Pontiac. I got my privileges here. And because my training, my expertise, I had the privilege in gastroenterology and digestive endoscopy as well. So I was doing this for 25 years.
Jeez. Sorry, what year was that when you first arrived here in the Pontiac?
I arrived in 1998.
And what exactly was it about the Pontiac, other than these other places that you visited? Stood out for it?
Oh, we visited a few places, and my wife fell in love with the Pontiac. This is my wife who mostly decided to come with the whole family here.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that the administration was open to kind of give me the privileges in gastroenterology made the whole difference. That's what made it possible for me to choose rather the Pontiac.
And it's what was it that she liked or was attractive just for you guys as a family there?
The environment, we found very nice people here. And the place, we rented this place at the beginning and we decided to buy it and we live since then here in Campbell's Bay.
In Campbell's Bay, okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned there are all these exams that you have to pass, and in Quebec specifically, there's the French language aspect of it. What grasp of both English and French did you have initially coming in, and how did that improve or change?
Well, you know, University of Montreal is a French institution, so I already had some basic French to come and do this training in GI motility. But my English, I kind of was very rudimentary at the beginning. So I did courses of English. I certified on the TOEFL. That's the way. After completing my fellowship, I applied. I got my place in the medical system in Quebec. But it was McGill who took my file. McGill is the oldest university in Quebec, so they prioritize things. They take first the candidates.
Okay.
So, and they took my file, and that's how I end up in an English system.
And so which one was easier for you to pick up? I know French is somewhat similar to Spanish as well, but was there any difficulties?
Yeah, I believe, yes. It's closer, but English is a very kind of nice and easy language, eh?
Okay. And so could you describe a little bit about what the healthcare system in the Pontiac was like back then? What differences there were? I'm sure there's plenty.
I have very good reference from the Pontiac. And this hospital was equipped by the kind of initiative of Dr. Earl Podvin, the surgeon. And they put the first Olympus equipment of endoscopy in the region. So hall was kind of chaotic. They had the other brands mixed, Maniwaki, Hall, Gatineau, they had different things. So at the time I start my endoscopy here, Dr. Podvin was doing the very basics of endoscopy, kind of diagnostic things, polyps, biopsies. But at the time I came over, we raised the technological plafond, and we were doing therapeutic endoscopy and many things that we were first in the whole region, the first kind of hemostasia equipment, and Irby Tower was acquired by our institution. The foundation was so kind as well. They gave us a few endoscopy equipment, endoscopes. Then, we were doing things that honestly, that even in the whole Gatineau were not doing at that time. So we kind of had a very high level endoscopy services here, thanks to the support of the institution, the foundation, and the personnel at the hospital.
That must have been quite a change there. And you're also balancing this practice in the hospital there with your general practice as well? You said that's how you got your foot in the door?
I had a busy family medicine practice. I was doing that until 2019 that I decided to just give up the family medicine and concentrate fully on gastroenterology and endoscopy.
I think that's something that people might not realize about outside of a rural environment like ours where GPs wear multiple
unique,
hats.
Yes? Yeah. That's something unique. There are not too many kind of endoscopy recognized fellows in family medicine in the province of Quebec.
Yeah, for sure.
You can count them with not even a hand.
And it's interesting, too, that you mentioned that we're sort of a pioneer in a lot of these methods just seem simply due to your expertise and also the support of the community
first,
for the hospital as well.
Carbon dioxide pump, instead of inflating with air, the valve, we acquired an equipment pump of carbon dioxide that is very kind of high technology. It absorbs 28 times faster than air, so the comfort of patients, this kind of feeling, the bloating after the study, it was no longer there. So Holland got, they followed us, kind of introducing that equipment as well.
How many patients did you have in 2019 when you gave up your family practice?
About 800.
800, geez.
Yeah.
And what kind of a workload did you have in your capacity at the hospital there?
Very polyvalent. We practiced the polyvalence in the Pontiac Shelbyville. I did family medicine, emergency calls, in-care patients on the wards, CLSC, home visits, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. But specifically endoscopy, like what kind of number of procedures are you doing per year?
Well, busy place, more than 800 a year. Yeah, 800 procedures a year, I mean.
That's interesting. I had spoken with Dr. Patno there before, who was doing cataracts there for quite some time. He's just talking about how you kind of line them up, do pre-surgery, and then you can bang out a whole bunch in a day. Are they fairly quick procedures to do, generally speaking?
Well, it's very variable because it's unpredictable. You have sometimes easy procedures that can do 10 minutes, and other times the same procedure takes 2 hours because we have to do a kind of treat the condition, remove tumors, all those things take time.
Mm-hmm. And is endoscopy, generally speaking, something that's more important for an aging population there as well?
It is very important. Because, you know, the colon cancer is the most common cancer in non-smokers. Lung cancer is more common in smokers. So this is a kind of health population issue. Colon cancer can be detected early, treated early, and the survival rate improves by a lot. That's why this is an A recommendation for people older than 50 to have an endoscopy. At least every 10 years.
It's every 10, you said?
Yeah, every 10 years. Those are the recommendations. For the population at general population, not at those at high risk. Those at high risk should be scoped after 50 every 5 years.
It's something I guess people don't really aren't that comfortable talking about too, but it's important for sure.
It is indeed.
And looking back on your time here in the Pontiac, are there any projects or events? I know you can't obviously get into specific cases and that kind of thing, but just in general there, is there anything that you're particularly proud of or anything that stands out from your time here?
Well, we achieved lots, as I told you, with the help of the institution, the foundation, the personnel at the hospital. And my concern is to try to keep those services here. So this is the CISO who has to kind of give us a hand and make it possible to continue the provision of these services here. People in the city are not too keen to come to the Pontiac, and we are not doing enough. For instance, people that are working in Hall Gatineau coming to the Pontiac to get the same money, not having the time of trouble, the trouble itself recognized or paid, will not make interesting for them to come over here. So we absolutely need the help of the institution on that regard.
And so what has that transition been like? Have you been in contact with them about finding someone to replace you or take over some of your services?
Yes, I worked hard with the chief of gastroenterology of the region, Dr. Sutcliffe, and then with the CISO itself. I spoke with the authorities here, locally here, the DSP, and they all are aware about what we need to do if we want to attract somebody to kind of cover the services I am leaving.
And so what's the current situation now? Is just somebody coming up on a temporary basis?
The occasional ones coming, volunteering to come and do the scopes in the area. For consultations, unfortunately, I transferred all my pool of patients to the whole hospital, so they split the patients among them, and they will provide continuity of care.
So some consultations and things might have to be moved down to the city since you're in
the
absence?
They have, unfortunately, to go down to the city. I hate this travel for care, but sometimes we have no choice.
Yeah, you can't exactly find somebody to replace someone with your experience just on the fly there, for sure.
That's something, that's the bitter taste I have in my mouth.
For sure. And so, what kind of plans do you have for your retirement?
Well,
here?
I like to get more involved in the community aspects, okay, not the medical ones necessarily. We love the Pontiac. We will stay here for as long as we can. And then, I hope that my wife, too, she's planning to get more involved with the community. So we'll see.
Well, Dr. Pinello, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me. If there's anything else that you wanted to add, anyone you wanted to thank.
Thank you for having me. No, I just want to say that I'd like to thank the support and the good job of all the medical community I work with, and we're happy to provide all the services for all these years to the population of the Pontiac.